This is VOA News. Here remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he is not ready to offer State Department cooperation to President-elect Joe Biden's transition team. He added Tuesday that President Donald Trump's legal challenges to the election results must be given time to be resolved, and all legal votes must be counted. Asked by a reporter during a press briefing at the State Department if he would cooperate with Biden's transition team, Pompeo said, quote, "We will have a successful transition to a second Trump administration." That's the end of the quote. When asked by a reporter if Trump's failure thus far to concede his defeat in the November 3rd presidential election discredits U.S. guidance to foreign countries to conduct free and fair elections and for losers to accept those results, Pompeo called the question ridiculous. Another top U.S. Pentagon official is leaving his post a day after the termination of Defense Secretary Mark Esper. In his resignation letter to President Donald Trump, dated Tuesday, Acting Undersecretary of Defense James Anderson listed some of his achievements and said it had been an honor to serve his country. He also said, "Now, as ever, our long-term success depends on adhering to the U.S. Constitution, all public servants swear to support and defend." On Monday, Trump announced via Twitter that he had fired the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper. Esper had been expected to serve through the transition period between now and President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration in late January 2021. Authorities in Afghanistan say an intelligence-led security operation has killed a key al-Qaeda leader in a western region close to the Iranian border. The Afghan spy agency identified the slain man as Mohammed Hanif, also known as Abdullah. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a case Republican elected officials and the Trump administration are hoping will kill the Affordable Care Act. This is the Supreme Court's third major case over the 10-year law popularly known as Obamacare. Republican attorneys general in 18 states and the Trump administration want the whole law to be struck down. That would threaten coverage for more than 23 million people. Hundreds of Russian peacekeepers are heading to Nagorno-Karabakh after Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a peace deal to end weeks of fierce fighting over the disputed region. The Moscow-brokered agreement comes after a string of Azerbaijani victories in its fight to retake the ethnic Armenian enclave. Russia announced it had brokered the ceasefire deal early Tuesday. It was the Kremlin's latest attempt to end the 6 weeks of intense fighting in the South Caucasus that risked pulling both Russia and Turkey directly into the conflict. In a video address early Tuesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the agreement creates what he called the necessary conditions for a long-term and full-format settlement of the crisis around Nagorno-Karabakh on a just basis and in the interests of the Armenian and Azerbaijani people. While the status of Nagorno-Karabakh, an ethnically Armenian enclave inside Azerbaijan, remains unaddressed, Armenia agreed to return to Azerbaijan portions of land seized during an earlier fight over the territory in the early 1990s. That struggle killed 30,000 people and displaced more than 1 million. Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan wrote in a post to Facebook, "I personally made a very hard decision for me and all of us." He announced he'd signed the deal. He said it had been, quote, "unbelievably painful for himself and the Armenian people." He also added, "It's not a victory, but there's no defeat." Jordanians voted Tuesday in elections set to keep parliament in the hands of tribal and pro-government deputies under a system that underrepresents the cities where the Islamist and liberal opposition do best. The elections coincide with public discontent as Jordan grapples with its worst economic crisis in many years, with unemployment and poverty aggravated by the COVID-19 pandemic. And refugees fled to Sudan on Tuesday, and the African Union appealed for a ceasefire in a North Ethiopian region where the government is waging a military offensive against local leaders defiant of the prime minister's authority. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.